So we had a wonderful year, and it was so good to look at those pictures, just so refreshing coming out of COVID and just being able to gather together as the family of God and to enjoy one another's company as well as enjoy the presence of the Lord. And we are so thankful to be celebrating 25 years. 25 years. And the Lord has kept us and brought us for 25 years. And we are so thankful. When we planted the church downtown Elkhart in the theater downtown, Ron and Carol were with us. Ron and Carol and Becky Chen right here, she was with us. And they are our oldest praisers. Hallelujah. They were with us before we planted church. And we love and appreciate them. And there's longevity in our leadership. Pastor Cheryl came in 2001, I believe, and Elder Sylvia, you came 21 years ago, right? Elder Sylvia's son was our first convert in our Love in Action program. And that is how we met. Teresa and I were street pastoring, and with our Love in Action program, it was a children's program we did every Saturday morning, and we met her son down in the neighborhood. In what they call here in Elkhart, the hole, and he was down there, and he lived down there, and so he was following us, so we stopped and talked to him and invited him to the Love in Action program on Saturday morning, and he came, and then once we opened the church, because we didn't open the church until we did 10 weeks of outreach, and after 10 weeks of outreach, we opened the church downtown Elkhart, and Rich came. And so that's how we met Sylvia. She ended up moving here from Ohio. Yes. Amen. So we've got a lot of history, a lot of stories, but we're not going to share them tonight because we want to get Apostle Leon up here on the floor. And just to release the word of the Lord, he's going to do some prophetic ministry tonight. And so let's just stretch our hands toward Apostle Leon. Father, we thank you for this man of God. We thank you, Lord, for the work that you do in him and through him, Lord, to continue to establish the body of Christ and release your present revelation to us. Lord, we just open up our heart to receive all that you're speaking through him tonight, Lord. Pour it into us, Lord. Establish us in the faith tonight, O God. And we thank you, Lord, for this man of God. Strengthen him tonight, Lord. He's been here since Friday, and he's done a lot of ministry since Friday. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you never run out of strength. So give him that supernatural strength tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Woo. Amen. Give a hand to the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory. Look at somebody and say, it's all about him. Amen. So we keep our focus. Amen. On the Father. How many of you enjoyed that worship tonight? Amen. Kind of took me back on memory lane just a little bit into the charismatic movement and, you know, some of the songs that were birthed in. I was looking for Horse and the Rider coming up there. Didn't quite make it, did it? That came a little later, I guess, huh? Praise God. God is good. I do have some books in the foyer on Unity's Power as One. And if you've not got a copy of this, I might encourage you to get it. It's a quick read, amen, but bringing us to a place of understanding of the necessity of unifying as the body of Christ, unifying as families, amen. I address several things in here regarding young people, also regarding the marketplace and business people, amen, that it's time for us to unify as the body of Christ, amen, come together as one. And there's power in unity. Amen. So it's as we float together, as one forwarded by Bishop Hammond. And God is calling us to a position of authority through unity. We hope that you're encouraged and empowered by the message in this book and will join together in one accord with others to obtain victory in Christ. The body of Christ is made up of many members, and we need each other to succeed. Amen. So you might get a copy of that. I could be available after service to, you know, put a signature on it if you would like that. Praise the Lord. Some people like a signature. Amen. Well, I'd be 78. I guess I am a signature. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God is good. Amen. I've been looking forward to tonight and just actually to this whole weekend every year when that we do their anniversary here. Amen. In the in Christianity, amen, 25 is symbols grace, amen, and multiplied grace. Amen. And I was releasing a word this morning, amen, multiplied grace upon the church, upon the river, upon the apostles, the pastors, amen, and upon the work that we are doing here in this beautiful city, amen. And, you know, sometimes you have to start bragging about your city, brag about the place that you live, brag about where you're at. Get away from murmuring and complaining. Get rid of, you know, get away from all the things that of dislikes and disappointments. Start bragging about the place where God has you so God can give you victory in that place. Amen? You can't curse the place where you're at and get victory from it at the same time. Come on. So we start blessing the ground, amen, where our blessing comes from. And I just bless this ground in Elkhart, Indiana. And God has blessed us so much. I don't know about you, but I could watch that over and over, you know, just seeing the saints being activated and coming to a new place, amen, progressively throughout the year, to see the changes and the things that happen. Amen is awesome, awesome. I'm going to venture into a word tonight because it's in my spirit, and that's reset. Everybody say reset. And I've preached on this multiple times, and from different directives and for different reasons, for different locations and different areas. Amen. But I hear the Lord say in my spirit that it's time, amen, for us to unify, for our troops to begin to come together, begin to identify our arsenal, amen, our intercessors, our prayer warriors, amen, our preaching army, our paying army, and also our praying army, amen, and begin to rally our troops together, amen, for such a time as this. And then I heard God say, render yourselves back to God. You know, we're living in a world of so many distractions that will try to get you off course or to try to get you out of the place that God has actually called you into. I like to say that the hardest place you'll ever be is the place where you're at.
That's right.
How many have heard the term grass is greener on the other side?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've heard that term. Probably most of you have tried it at some time or another in your life. I know I've tried it. You know, I thought it was greener and I got there and it was the same old grass. You know, just was watered different. Then they quit watering it when I got there. My goodness. You know, I thought when I moved from Denver to Phoenix, Arizona, it was going to be Sun City. You know, I got there, it was just burned up. Just, hey, glory to God. But he said, render yourself back to God, amen, and reset with no regret. Will you say that with me? Reset with no regret. And when I heard that word in my spirit, I asked the Father, what do you mean by no regret? And he said, Apostle Leon, I don't want you to have any regret. Now listen, I have to remind myself continually about this word. He said, I don't want you to have any regret that you've had to come the way that you've had to come. I don't want you to have any regret about your weakness, about your failure, about your mistakes. You know, I don't want you to have any regret, you know, that you was born into a family of 12 and you was raised in a poor household. I don't want you to have any regret, you know, that you had to come the way that you've come. But he said, if you will reset in this season, I'll take you to a new level and my breakthrough is always right in front of you. You know, I like to see breakthrough as breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough. Come on, look at somebody say, you don't need just one miracle. You need waves of miracles. Come on, I don't just need one miracle. I need miracles behind the miracle to support the miracle, amen, to create a wave of miracle breakthrough, amen. And I just believe that we're in a new chapter, a new season throughout America, amen. I've been able to be so far this year in Miami and California and New York, New Hampshire, amen, Dallas, Texas, and many states in between. I've had the opportunity of being in many, many churches so far this year, amen, but to see the things that churches are going through, the struggles some places are having, the return of saints that are coming back to church, ones that are choosing to stay home, some have to stay home, and different situations. But I believe we're in a time of reset, which means getting back to your original place, purpose, and function. Look at somebody say, get back.
Get back.
Amen. In the corporate arena, in my lifetime, I've never seen, help wanted, employment signs on sidewalks, in windows. You drive through a McDonald's, you'll never see a help wanted sign where it's strapped all the way around a building. Help wanted telling you how much they're going to pay, how many different departments they have open for you. In my lifetime, I've never seen that type of a crisis in our nation. But I believe that as a nation, we're at a place of reset. And I've listened politically, and they've even started using this term on reset, that we're going to have to reset some things so that, amen, we can move forward and begin to do new things. And I believe as the church, as the kingdom, as the body of Christ, God said this is a time of reset, getting back to your original place, purpose, and function. Revelation 2 and 3 through 5, amen, God spoke to us, and he said, get back to your first love, get back to your first works, come on now, and begin to strengthen what remains. Come on now. So we're not complaining about what remains. Naturally, we want more, but we're not complaining about what remains, but begin to strengthen what remains. That's what this video clip is doing, is it is strengthening us. This is what God has said. This is what God has been doing. This is how we're moving forward. This is how we're pressing that next level. Amen. We refuse to stay in the place that we're in. Come on, I don't know about you, but I refuse to stay in pandemic. Come on. I'm not denying that it's there. I'm not denying the task and the things and the challenges that we have. But I'm merely saying I'm not choosing to live there. Come on, I'm choosing the kingdom and to begin to move forward in the kingdom and say, Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven right now in Elkhart, Indiana, right here at the river, right in your city, in Versailles, Indiana, in CI, Florida, throughout our network, throughout our churches, thy kingdom come, thy will be done right here on earth as it is in heaven. Woo. Look at somebody say reset. Come on, I believe that through the pandemic in this past 2 years, Brother David has tried to tear down our mindset about the kingdom of God, about our faith, about our potential, about the call and purpose that God has on your life. How many remember when Jesus challenged the apostles and he said, go to the other side, I'm going to meet you on the other side. All of you remember the story in the middle, is that right? What happened in the middle? Pandemic. Come on. A storm happens in the middle. Come on, we're just right in that place of the storm. And Jesus said, oh, you have little faith, come on now. Where did I tell you that you was going? Don't lose sight of your vision. Don't lose sight of your destiny. Don't lose sight of the place that I have called you to. This is the time to press in, hit your reset, and get started again. Come on, discover your vision. Discover the word of the Lord. Hit your reset and get going again. I've had to discover my reset. My reset is, hallelujah, glory to God. Woo! Greater is Christ that is in me than pandemic or COVID or cancer or any other thing that would try to come against us, because God said no weapon formed against us will prosper. Now, sometimes you just have to hit your reset, get your faith reactivated, get your vision back in place, get your purpose on target, and press toward the mark for the prize that God has called you to in Christ Jesus. Amen. Look at somebody and say, it's time. It's time. Prophetically, I hear the Lord saying that even though you have been walking through a hard place and walking through valleys of hardship and walking through disappointments and even loneliness. Wow. You know, I believe that we have a target right now in America of loneliness. There is a wave of loneliness that is beginning to rise up. Counselors need to get ready. Intercessors need to get ready. Our troops need to get ready. Amen. All of the things that the enemy has been trying to rob, steal, and kill. Come on now. There is a harvest of need that is beginning to rise up like a tsunami flood. Come on now. And the church must be ready. Amen. With that redeeming authority, that redeeming anointing. Come on. To be able to bring, amen, people to Christ, because He is the answer. Say, He is the answer. I love the songs that we were singing tonight. They were just causing a rhythm. They was causing a happening in my spirit tonight. But breaking down a spirit of loneliness. He says that I am always there with you. You don't ever have to fear any evil, for the Lord your God is with you, and my rod and my staff, they will comfort you. Say, God is always with me. Come on, when I get in the midst of a storm or I get in the midst of a trial, and believe me, we have many of it. I can understand Paul in the Bible when he said, my trials and my afflictions, they were many. God, your trials and your afflictions, they are many, but greater is Christ that is with me. Come on now. I like when Paul the Apostle said, yet God delivered me out of all of them. Come on. Some of you need delivered tonight. Some of you need set free from some things that have tried to encumber you and things that have tried to weight you. You have to remind yourself, it is Christ in me, the hope of glory. He never leaves me. He never forsakes me. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of hardship, He is right there with me. Say, God is with me. In your greatest trial, in your greatest moment. I heard the Lord say, because I know the thoughts and the plans I have for you, they are to prosper and to bless you, because I have an expected vision, an expected purpose, and an expected end for you. You know, God has a greater expectation for you than you have for yourself. There's something about when you begin to tap into the heart and the mind of God and you begin to hear His expectations, amen, that He has for you. It'll cause your faith to arise within you. Come on now. It'll cause a vision to come alive in you. All of a sudden you see all these encumbering things that are trying to weigh you down. And God said, it's time just to shake it off. Hit your reset. Come on now. And you can rise above it. You know, sometimes you just have to shout right where you're at. Come on. You know, your flesh feels absolutely silly when you do a spiritual function. When you're just driving in your car and you say, hallelujah, glory to God. Your flesh wants to know, why are you doing that? I drive a lot sometimes. I'll go to a rest area and park my truck and get out and run around my truck. And people go, that silly man, what you doing? You just have to find your reset. You have to reset in this particular chapter and this season. And I believe that God is calling to the church. And He says it's time to reset your vision. Try to reset your purpose. Trying to reset, come on now, our outreach. It's time to reset, amen, the anointing in the house. How do you hit reset? You hit reset like we did tonight with Brother David up here on the keyboard. And he said, I'm going to stretch you into some hallelujah. I haven't sang those songs for long. And he's singing them so fast, I couldn't read as fast as he was singing. So I don't know about you, but I was just ad-libbing some of it. You know, like, I don't want to look like I'm not participating. Am I the only one? Okay. Well, glory to God. Look at somebody and say, God is so good. The Lord says that as you are entering your new season of glory, say a new season of glory. Now, to be honest with you, I don't know what all of this means yet. I just know that there's a new season of glory. And you're going to have to reset yourself out of the negative and into the positive. You're going to have to reset your faith. You're going to have to reset your values. You're going to have to reset your determination. You're going to have to reset your purpose. Come on. You're going to have to get back on track. God says, as you are entering your new season of glory, I don't want you to carry any of the old baggage of the past or anything that would weigh you down or hinder you from moving forward into my plans for you. Come on, I'm just afraid coming out of this pandemic situation that we've been in for the last 2 years, that there's been so much weight and so many things that has come down upon the church and upon the nation, amen, that is trying to position you right where you're at. But God says, no, I've empowered you that you can break out of that. You can break it out through worship. You can break it out through prayer. You can break it out through decree. You can break it out through demonstration. You can break it out through activation. You can break out, amen, just by determining, I'm taking back everything that the enemy tried to rob, steal, and kill. Well, I'm being reminded of that song. It's time to go into the enemy's camp and take back what the devil's wrongfully taken from you. Now, I like the scripture that the righteous arise and they take the kingdom by force. Sometimes you have to be forceful. You have to have a mentality of warfare. Come on now, that we are devil destroyers, kingdom builders, God lovers. Amen. And we're here to save a hurting world and hurting people. God said, I don't want you to carry any of the old baggage of the past or anything that would weigh you down or hinder you from moving forward into my plans for you. When I was thinking about this here, when I was younger in Bible college in San Antonio, Texas, that's been a lot of years ago, back in the, I first went to school there in 1959, graduated in 1966. But my second year of school there, some of us young men had what they called chore duties, and so you know, you had to pick an assignment on the campus there at the Bible College. And so you had to do chores. Some of it was cleaning. And on this particular Saturday, our chores was trying to clear a piece of land because the president, Brother David Coote, wanted to do an expansion. So he said, I want all this cleared out of here. So it was a team of about six of us young men, you know, young enough not to know, you know, what not to do. And San Antonio, Texas in the summer can get very, very hot. You know, it can be almost miserable. And the bugs are terrible, and among other things. But anyway, we're working in the sun, and in the afternoon, about 2 o'clock, it is so hot. You know, and I'm in pain myself because I've never rooted up cactus. I'm from Colorado. We don't deal with cactuses. And so, you know, you root up all these cactuses and you put them in a barrel and you haul them away. And we brought that barrel back over and I didn't realize all these little bitty things that come off cactuses. You know, when you load them up, it just falls off of them. But they're actually little stickers. And I just happened to sit down in the barrel, hot, sweaty, pants sticking to you. And I got all these thorns on my bottom side. Woo, Jesus. I felt like Job crying out, oh God, why hast thou forsaken me? I remember as young men got so hungry. You know, and so we slipped up to what was called the ad building or the administrative building, which is where the kitchen and dining hall was. Naturally, it was all locked up because, you know, they want to protect the food and everything from all these hungry kids on campus. But us hungry, hungry lions, glory to God, we found a window that was unlocked. Whew, amen. Where there's a will, there's a way, glory to God. We slipped in through that window, got into the kitchen and the refrigerator, and I'm telling you, there was rolls of bologna and bread, and whoo, Jesus, we had a potato chips. I mean, we had us a feast, had some apples, glory to God, fresh apples there. We eat some apples, and we got our tummies full, and we cleaned everything up, and we evacuated the place to where nobody would ever know that we was in this building until Monday morning, and we had to go to chapel service because you have chapel first thing in the mornings and, from 8 to 9 o'clock. And on this particular Monday, amen, the president of the school, David Koo, was ministering. And he began to minister on the, on the translation and on the ascension and meeting Jesus in the air and begin to preach on some end times. And right in the middle of his message, he stopped and he said, "I just saw a vision. God just showed me. I see about 6 young men. You were caught up to meet Jesus in the air. And we're all sitting on the edges of our benches like, hallelujah, Jesus, I want to meet you, Lord." And he said, "The 6 young men almost made it. And when they looked down, there were apples tied to their toes." Don't let anything beset you. Come on. I don't know what kind of apples you got hanging on your toes, but whatever would hinder you or whatever would stop you or whatever would block you from your breakthrough and going to the place that God has called you to, God says, unload the baggage and get rid of it in this season of your life. Let me tell you what, we're living in a time of transformation. We're living in a time of change. And if you decide to stay where you're at, I'm afraid you're going to miss the place that God is calling you to. Come on. I just love the fact that they are tearing out these benches. Not that they're bad benches. They're kind of pretty benches. But they're old benches. Yeah. If you get just a little bit older, they're hard benches. Some of you may have discovered that. Praise God for all these new chairs that are starting to line up here. Come on, I want to donate for my wife and I and my 3 daughters. Come on, I want to, $60 a chair. I don't know what they cost. Come on, look at somebody say change. When we see something start to change, we enter into the change. Come on now, we promote the change, amen, and we get on board with it. I don't know what's going on with this chair thing, but I just bought 5 chairs for a church in Dallas, Texas. Now I'm going to buy 5 chairs for right here in Elkhart. I don't know how many more chairs I'm going to buy. I guess we'll start tearing out the pews in our church and I'll buy some more chairs there. God may speak to you about buying a chair. Come on now, buy it for a friend, buy it for a visitor. Every time a visitor comes in the church, somebody volunteer, I'm going to buy them a chair. Look at somebody and say, we can fill this place with new chairs. Come on, you have to hit your reset. We got to break out of the mindset that we have been in. Why? Because it's a new season of glory. And God says, I'm pouring out my glory upon the earth. And you're going to have to learn to walk in the glory. You're going to have to learn to exercise the glory. And you're going to have to learn to participate with the glory that God is releasing. In your new season of glory, God is saying, rally yourselves together and do not break rank. Come on. Say, I love the song he was singing tonight because he was singing out of Joel chapter 2. And I'm ministering to you out of Joel chapter 2 and verse 8. He said, rally your troops together and don't break rank. In other words, don't lose your position. Don't allow pandemic to cause you to lose your position or the place that God has called you to. Come on, if you're at home and you listen to me and you say, Apostle, I just can't get there, that's okay, but you're here in spirit. What's important is that you're participating in the spirit. Come on now, and you're flowing and you're going with the vision and we're looking for our breakthrough. And that pandemic, it cannot hold you. Come on now. Why? Because God is the God of breakthrough. Come on, say He's the God of breakthrough. He is bringing us through for such a time as this. He said, bind together as the armies of the Lord. You're going to read that in this book on unity's power as one. There's something about where one can chase 1,000, 2 can chase 10,000. I don't know where you're at in your personal life, but God knows where you're at. I'm just telling you, don't try to battle your battle alone. Don't try to stand alone. Unify. Come on now. Get into the body of Christ. Amen. Find those of like heart, faith, and vision. Begin to stand together. War together, dream together, fight together, fellowship together. Come on now. I'm telling you, there's power in agreement. We're in a new time of breakthrough. We're going to have to reset our old mindsets. Don't be turned to the right or to the left. Keep your eyes on me, for you have not passed this way before. How many times have we read that scripture in Joshua 3 and 4 when Joshua is challenging Israel and he says, listen, after 40 years of desperation and being in a place of unfulfillment and had a dream in front of them and they lost sight of the vision, how many times have they been prophesied to? How many times have they been spoken to and encouraged? Come on now, that you're going to come into a land of milk and honey, but never believed it. Come on down until a whole generation dies off and a new generation begins to arise. I'm just speaking quickly through the word tonight, but I'm telling you, when Joshua went through the camp and he said, arise and get yourselves ready, move out of that place that you are in. Set your eyes on the Ark of the Covenant and begin to follow after the anointing. Well, when he is making this declaration, they've been there and they've been hoping to hear this for 40 years. And suddenly, here comes the word of the Lord. And guess what? There can be mindsets that says, listen, it hasn't happened yet. I've heard decrees before. What makes me believe it's going to happen now? There was something about the voice of Joshua and the anointing when he began to challenge them and he said, get up out of the place you're in and go after it. Come on now. That they heard the word of the Lord and they got up out of their place and they began to break their old mindset. Look at somebody and say, break your mindsets. Come on, the thing that has tried to keep you in the place that you have been in, sometimes we have to break an old mindset. At CI Central in Versailles, Indiana, I have to break old mindsets when I drive onto the property and all of a sudden I'll have all this reminiscing of the prophetic word of the Lord. The traffic will be lined up so far and that it'll be back to the highways coming out of the farming community there. Come on now. And people won't be able to access for the traffic that is coming into the place. And I drive back there and I see one car and I see two car and I just ask God, God, I remember the prophecy. I remember the things that you have spoken. When, God? When, God? Listen, I believe that we're in a time right now that if we shift our mindset and we begin to decree a thing and believe it in our heart, God said, this is the time of transformation. This is when it's going to happen. Don't look at where you've been and say it didn't happen then. How can it happen now? But God. Say, but God. Come on, you're in a different time. And I believe that we have to be careful that we do not assess things based on past experience. Amen. Amen. Say, it's a new day. Amen. I guess if I had a concern about the churches, that many churches will try to settle back into the format that they was in before the pandemic. Come on, things have shifted. We can't shift back to where we were. We must get a vision that's going to look forward and look ahead. I pray this next 25 years, amen, for the river here, amen, that it'll be a true flowing of the river of God, amen, flowing in present truth, flowing in the third reformation, amen, going forward and doing the purposes of God and tearing down strongholds and establishing the kingdom of God and more kingdom businesses arising, amen, kingdom mindset. In our government, kingdom operations, come on now, and we begin to pull God's kingdom to earth as it is in heaven. Look at somebody say, it's time. So you've just entered a new season, and bind together is going to be of most significance and importance at this time than any other time. Don't compare your future based on a past experience or an old experience. For God said, behold, I will do a new thing and now it shall spring forth. I don't know how many times I've preached the scripture of Isaiah 43:18-19, but I have preached it frequently. I believe it's a current word every day. Amen. You can quote it every day. Behold, I'll do a new thing. When you get out of your bed in the morning, just begin to decree, amen, glory to God. It's a new day. Old things have passed away. Yesterday is gone. The pain is gone. The sorrow is gone. The failure is gone. It's a new day. Behold, God will do a new thing. And now I decree that it shall spring forward. Whew. Is anybody in this place excited? Jesus, help us, Lord. Break out of our old mindsets. You know, as I study topics like this, I have to think of Israel. And I have to think of how stiff-necked and how stubborn that Israel was. Whenever God tried to move them, there was a stiff-neckedness about them, amen, that kept them in the old place that they was in. And even when they did hear revelation and say, oh God, we're sorry and we want to move forward, it wasn't but a short period of time. And all of a sudden when the storms begin to rise again, here comes Israel again. Amen. Looking for another idol, looking for a past experience, or looking back to the place that you came out of and thinking, how much better was that place before I got where I'm at? Look at somebody and say, you're here on destiny. You're here on purpose. Come on. You say, how do you know? Because the Bible tells us so. Hey, that sounded like a Sunday school song. I forgot the song, but I remember the words. Amen. The Bible says that your steps are ordered of the Lord. Say, my steps are ordered of the Lord. Come on, as long as we're walking in the will and the time and the purpose of God, you can be confident your steps are ordered of Him and He's going to have you at the right place at the right time for the right reason, amen, for His purposes on earth. How many of you sold out to God in His purpose? Come on, Isaiah 45:11 says, you command me. I went through a time in my life, brother, when I didn't know that you could command God to do anything. Come on. But He's the good Father. You know, I'm beginning to understand that more at my age now. And now my children are all in their mid-50s and later 50s. It was a time when I told them what to do. Now they tell me what to do. It's interesting how they can command me. I'm your daddy. What are you telling me? But God says, you know, speak to the heavens, command me, command my word, command my blessing, and my blessings will fall upon you. Listen, it's all available to you. You just have to break out of the old mold, of the old mindset, and begin to realize you have relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory. He's your daddy. He's your father. He loves you. He wants to bless you. He wants to increase you. He wants to multiply you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to be your God. Come on, shout to the Lord. Sometimes we just need to begin to command the heavens. Oh God, open the windows of heaven over Versailles, Indiana. Open the windows of heaven over Elkhart, Indiana. Over the river. God, pour such a blessing upon this place. Oh God, let there be a beaming light just like you released fire over the tabernacle of old. Release the tunnel of fire over this place, God. Let people begin to see there's an anointing upon this house. Y'all are making me preach hard tonight. Jesus. He said, you command me. I didn't know I had that right. I didn't know I had that authority until I heard Prophetess Jane Hammond preaching this scripture. And all of a sudden, it ignited something in me. It is the missing link. It's what I've not been doing. I've just been pacifying. I've been just getting by. But I realize I have authority, Pastor Cheryl, and I can command the heavens. I can command the word of the Lord. I can command the blessings of God. God, begin to fall upon us. Lord, let your healing anointing be upon this house tonight. I break the spirits of COVID and cancer and every other infirmity. We break their assignments and we declare that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. Come on. Please understand me. I'm not saying don't walk with common sense. But I'm saying that you can position yourself spiritually and you can walk by faith and not by sight. And God will show you His kingdom light and it will shine bright upon you and you'll be able to fight like you never fought before. Hallelujah. I love Isaiah 48:6-7. Dr. Janet, because this began to bring another enlightenment to my spirit. God begins to speak to us and He said, I've created things for now. that were not created before. I love that. Why? Because sometimes we put creation back in the beginning. In the beginning, God. Can I declare to you, in the beginning it was God, and now it is God. God created then, and He has created now. He has created miracles. He's created signs, wonders, and breakthrough for you now. Say now.
Now.
He's a now God. Listen, we have to hit our reset button. Get ourselves back on track, amen, of who God says that we are. Amen? God is so good. Amen. Now let me just take you into a little bit more of the word here. The enemy would like to confuse the soul, mind, and emotions and will and cause you to blow a fuse and cause you to think that you are stuck in the place that you're in. Look at somebody and say, I'm not stuck. Come on. I am not stuck in that place. Emotionally, physically, relationally, spiritually, financially. God said, however, I have created you to be able to reset and to be able to shift and to be able to change. Say change.
Change.
Come on. Look at somebody and say, just hit your reset button. I was in a church in Montreal, and when I walked in the front door on a Sunday morning, they had a stop sign right in the middle of the door. They had a big red foot pedal, and it said, put your foot on the pedal. Come on. And when I hit the pedal, the stop sign moved. Come on. And it began to cause something to happen in my spirit. And the Lord said, everything that is trying to stop you, everything that is trying to block you, put your foot on the neck of the enemy. God's removing the stop signs. He's removing the blockages and things that have tried to cause you to feel like you're stuck in the place that you're in. Say, I'm not stuck. He said, for all those who repent, my grace is sufficient for all of your needs. Say, all my needs. Psalms 84:11, the Lord will give you grace and glory, and no good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. I have to pray this scripture daily over Apostle Leon Walters, and I have to remind myself that my God, my Father, my Savior will not hold anything from me. Come on, He's opened the windows of heaven, and He's opened the windows of blessing. He's opened the windows of miracles. He's opened the windows of provision, and He will not keep me from the glory. Say, He's my daddy. 2 Corinthians 12:9, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. You know, sometimes we look at weakness like a failure. Paul suffered weakness. The apostles suffered weaknesses and things that would try to break them down. But he said, my strength is made perfect in my weakness. Listen, Paul can write by revelation here in verse 10. He said, therefore, knowing this, I take pleasure in my infirmity. Come on, bring it on. I've actually heard people say, I'm afraid to say that. It might happen. So what if it does? Greater is Christ that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm a warrior. I'm a fighter. Come on. I will not be defeated. Ooh. I did not fall. I'm okay. Thank you, Jesus. I got to hit that. Otherwise, they'll be out at the front door. All those red trucks and blue and red lights, they'll all be out there. Look at somebody say, it's time to fight. Paul said, I take pleasure in the infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. Come on, if I'm out of the will of God and I'm out of the purpose of God, come on now, it begins to weaken your authority. But when you're walking in the purpose of God and you're walking in the grace of God and you're walking in the favor of God, you have authority to rebuke the devourer and hit your reset of faith and say, greater is Christ that is in me. Whew. When I am weak, then I am made strong. That word strong in this scripture means, David, it means powerful, capable, and able. Come on. When I am weak, I am made powerful, I'm made capable, and I am made able to do what strengthens me. Look at somebody say, God is so good. Joel 3:10. Be your plowshares in the swords, in your pruning hooks, in the spears, and let the weak say, I am strong. Strong in this scripture means a tyrant. It means a champion. It means a chief, a giant, a mighty, valiant man. This is what God is speaking to the church. He said, it's time to hit your reset. Get back to your first love. Get back to your first works. Come on now. Pick up your mantle of anointing. God hit reset with Elijah when he was in his cave of despair. All of you studied that, I'm sure, of all the negative steps in life that he took to get into his place of gloom and doom and desperation. And when he came back out to the mouth of the cave, God spoke to Elijah, and he said, Elijah, it's a new season. You're going to hit reset. I want you to take the mantle from around your eyes, because he had wrapped it around his head. He said, put it back on your shoulders where it belongs. Come on, some of you, the devil's tried to blind you in this season. He said, get that mantle from around your eyes. Put it back around your shoulder. I've not changed my mind about you and what I called you to and what I purposed you to. I am well able to do it for you, says the Lord. Everybody say reset. I could preach for another hour, but I'm not going to do that. Isn't that wonderful? You don't know. I just want to charge the family together, can we? Father, we just thank you for your anointing that breaks the yoke of every limitation. I spent almost 3 years preaching a message on limitations and breaking spirits of limitations. I believe I even preached it in this house a couple of times. Throughout this whole pandemic, it's like the enemy has tried to put limitations wrapped around, like a band around the mind of people, where they've not been able to think outside of the sphere where they're at. I just see the hand of God just touching people. All those that will cry out to Him, He is breaking every bondage and every band of restriction. And God said, I will renew your faith and I'll bring you to a place of my grace that you have never been in before. I hear God say that this is a time of open revelation. And you will be demonstrators of my kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. I just hear the Lord say, I'm not complicated. I'm not hard to figure out. God said, I love you unconditionally. And the Lord said, this will be a new season. Not only when I hear you, but when you hear me. It's like God is unstopping the spiritual ears, that a fresh flow of the glory of God will begin to come into your spirit. Brother Dave, I don't know if you could come up to the keyboard for just a moment. I know I'm in overtime, but I'm going to ask for a step of faith. There's something about a prophetic act that breaks things. And I'm just hearing the Lord in my spirit. God said, this is a time to step out of what has been and step into what will be. It's like the Lord has taken me places and allowing me to see things that in the past I've actually prayed against and come against. As now, it's like God's moving me into a place of compassion. and seeing how God is moving on new generations. They don't have all the same mindsets that we have. And I just feel like there's a grace of God to try to remove old restrictions so that we can have open arms to receive the harvest without so many conditions. I guess I'm reminded about the great contention between the apostles. When God decides, I'm going to pour out of my spirit upon the Gentiles. I know you've not liked them. I know you've not accepted them. I know you think you're the greater. But I am God. Doesn't matter if you're Jew, Gentile, Greek, male, female. Doesn't matter. My anointing, my love, my favor. That's me. All of you remember in Acts 15, 16, when we had this great contention. They come to a conclusion that God is God. If he wants to pour out of his spirit upon the Gentiles, he's going to pour it upon the Gentiles. And who are we to say all these laws and all these conditions and all these limitations that we have tried to put about them and trying to send them back to an old order. And God said, I'm raising up a new generation and they're not going to go back to the old order. God said, it's a new day. Old things have passed away and behold, all things have become new. For all of you ministers that are here tonight and for the river, I hear God say, this is a new season of a new open door. And I'm raising up new generations, says the Lord. And I'm going to show you how to receive them. I'm going to show you how to bless them. And I'm going to show you how to receive from them. Because they are coming. They're coming with anointing. They're coming with gifting. They're coming with skills and talents. They're coming to be builders of my kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. I shared this in one church some years ago. They had just built a beautiful sanctuary, new carpets. Building was so beautiful. He told me afterwards, he said, they may be coming, but if they come in like that, we'll build them another building. And I just thought in my heart, God may burn the one that you have. There's something about us being open to the rising generations and the coming generations. So just lay your hand on your heart right now. Father, I believe our 25th anniversary, our celebration this year, we're celebrating with Drs. Leonard and Janet Cook, and we're celebrating with the River of Life, and we're celebrating with the families for their many accomplishments, oh God, and what they have done, and their price that they have paid and the battles they have fought. But Lord, every person in this building has had levels of warfare and been fighting hard over the last 25 years. God, I decree that it's time for multiplied grace upon their life. God, that they won't see having to battle in the future the same way that they have battled in the past. Hear the Lord say that I'm asking you to step out of the place you have been and step into a new dimension, a new realm of grace, a new place of faith. Even those that are online with us tonight, you can get right where you're at and you can do this activation. We have plenty of rooms surrounding the front of this building. I'm going to ask you just to move out of the chair, the bench, the pew. Find a place where you can come stand. We can still social distance and not have to. We can see 1,000 people in here. But I'm just going to ask you to move out of the place where you're standing and come. Just find a place to come stand. Just move determined. I'm moving out of the place that I've been in. I'm not stuck where I have been. By just stepping out and just by moving out, you're making a dedication of faith that, God, I'm coming to a new place. I'm coming under a fresh grace. I'm coming under a fresh anointing, and I refuse to be stuck where I was at. I just believe as you step out, you're breaking prophetic. Go ahead. You can step up. There's plenty of room. Look, I'm all up here all by myself. I can social distance right where I'm at. I got 6 feet around me here. If I just stay in the middle. Glory to God. I'm going to ask you to, won't y'all come up a little bit closer so people behind you can. That's it. I won't bite you, I promise. I won't bite. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I'm going to ask you to just repeat this prayer after me. Father God, we humble ourselves before you. And we thank you for all that you have done. You've delivered us. You saved us. Even when trial and sword has come against us, you have saved us. And you have kept us for such a time as this. Father, I present myself to you tonight. And I ask you for the refreshing of your Holy Spirit. I ask you to renew my mind. Help me to hit my reset so that I'm not stuck in the place I am. I desire for my faith to go higher. I desire to see your glory. I desire to be an activator of your glory. I desire to prophesy, to be a voice for you. I present myself to you like Isaiah. And I say, here am I, Lord. Use me from this time forward. Break me out of every mold and false expectations, every hat of limitation. I lay it before you tonight. I choose to pick up my cross and to follow you. I desire you, O God. My heart pants after you. I am passionate for you. I need you right now more than I've ever needed you in my life. I've discovered, Lord, that I cannot do this alone. I can't do it myself. In myself, I've been weak. But you promised me that you would make me strong. I receive your strength right now. I receive your miracle right now. I renounce every attack of the enemy. I declare that I am who you said that I am. I can be who you said I can be. I can have what you said I can have. I can go where you said I can go. I can do everything that you created me to do. For with you, all things are possible. I choose tonight to hit my reset in my faith. And I want to shift myself from the head faith to a heart faith. A believing faith that out of the abundance of my heart flows both old and new and the refreshing of the kingdom. So Father, I surrender and I say, not my will, but your will be done in me, in my household, my children, my children's children, in my finances, in my vision, in my gifting, all that I am. I surrender to you. Father, I lay my life before you. I know that these words will never fall to the ground. That you've received my heart tonight. I'm going to ask you now just to raise your hands and just receive now from the heart of the Father. Say, God, I receive all that you are. I receive all that you have. I may not understand everything, but I want to receive everything. Even if I don't know how to use it, I want the option. to try. Oh God, I want to be radical for you, Lord. I don't want to be short-sighted in you, oh God. I want a clear vision of you. I want a greater determination of you, God. Lord, let a fresh anointing fall upon these loved ones tonight. We collectively together just bless the river. God bless them for their 25th anniversary. I decree that this next 25 years, God, they'll see signs, wonders, and miracles. They'll see the growth. They'll see the expansion. They'll see the outreach centers. They'll see the development. They'll see the partnering, oh God. They'll see the coming together of your kingdom in their city that they had in the very beginning. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we give a praise offering to the Lord? Can I just give a praise to God? God is good. Amen. 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 Greet somebody and say, so good to see you in the house of tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll give it back to...
I'm right here.
Dr. Jan. Where's she? There she is. I'm looking off to the side and saying, okay, I'm going to have to dance here.